Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here with you this evening. We have a great topic that we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be discussing the emotional and physiological evolution of diabetes. You know, this is something within our society that we hear almost every day. We know someone. We have a relative, we have a friend, a close family member who is experiencing this dis-ease. So today we decided to expand upon this topic, not just about it from its physiological state, but also from its emotional state as well. So let me just give you a bit of a background about diabetes, because, you know, as we always say, that fear is just lack of information. So the word diabetes actually comes from the Greek verb diabene, which it means to run through. It means to run, to go through. And some time ago, there was actually it was also called glycosuria, which means sugar run through. So let's just get more of a background on what diabetes actually, what it actually is, okay? So diabetes is a disease that prevents your body from properly using the energy from the food you eat, okay? So to even give you more of a technical background, to better understand it, the more you know about it, and the more you know basically about how food uses energy, the process of metabolism, this will also help you to understand this process as well. So first of all, to make energy in the body, the cells need food in a very simple form. When you eat a drink, much of your food is broken down into a simple sugar called glucose. Glucose provides the energy your body needs for daily activities. The blood vessels and blood are the highways that transport sugar from where it is taken in the stomach or manufactured in the liver, to the cells where it is used in the muscles or where it is stored in the fat. Sugar cannot go into the cells by itself. The pancreas releases insulin into the blood, which serves as the helper or the key that lets sugar into the cells for use as energy. So right now, this is great because you're understanding the process. You know, it's so important that we begin to understand our bodies. What happens most times is the reason why we even have some of these afflictions is because we don't know our own bodies, and it's time that we reclaim the owner's manual. When sugar leaves the bloodstream and enters the cells, the blood sugar level is lowered. Without insulin or the key sugar cannot get into the body's cells for use as energy. This causes sugar to rise. Too much sugar in the blood is called hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, or diabetes, okay? There are two main types. There's type 1, and then there's type 2, okay? Type 1 occurs because the insulin producing cells of the pancreas, the beta cells, are damaged. In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas makes too little or no insulin, so sugar cannot get into the body's cells for use as energy. And people with type 1 diabetes must use insulin injections to control their blood glucose. Type 1 is the most common form of diabetes, in people who are under the age of 30, but it really can occur at any time. 10% of people with diabetes are diagnosed with type 1. In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas makes insulin, but it either doesn't produce enough or the insulin does not work properly. 9 out of 10 people with diabetes have type 2. So if you notice right there, that 10% of people with diabetes are diagnosed with type 1. 90%, 9 out of 10 people with diabetes have type 2. This type occurs more often in people who are over 40 years old and overweight. Okay, well, you know, the term overweight, that's not always the case, okay? That has been the connection within the medical community, and but we know that this tends to occur, and we're seeing it in younger and younger. It's not always with people who are over 40. So now we're going to take a break. Our sponsors have some information for us.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We're talking about the emotional and physiological evolution of diabetes. Okay, so we were just describing type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Now, type 2 diabetes may sometimes be controlled with a combination of diet, weight management, and exercise. That is the most common way that it is being explained to most, that they have to basically, if they address their weight, if they how they control their diet, that they will get everything under control. And however, treatment may also include oral glucose-lowering medications that may be taken by mouth, or also insulin injections for type 2. Now, type 1 is an autoimmune issue, okay? That is an autoimmune issue. And that has to do with the fact that the body is attacking its own tissue. And once again, with type 1, these beta cells are damaged, okay, and the body is basically making little to no insulin, whereas with type 2, that's not the case, not working properly, okay. So that is the physiological, these are the physiological perspectives on diabetes. You know, let's talk about what some of the symptoms may be first before we address the emotional aspect. So some of the symptoms are increased thirst, increased hunger, especially after eating, dry mouth, frequent urination, unexplained weight loss, even though you are eating and feel hungry, weak and tired, you know, weak, tired feeling, blurred vision, numbness or tingling in the hands or feet, so slow healing sores or cuts. Okay, we're going to review this again. Dry and itchy skin, usually in the vaginal or groin area, and frequent yeast infections. Commonly, what we see are feeling weak, feeling dizzy, feeling hungry, trembling and feeling shaky, sweating, pounding heart, pale skin, and sometimes even feeling frightened or anxious. Now, here it is. When we look at these symptoms here, okay, again, like we were talking about increased thirst, increased hunger, dry mouth, frequent urination, those are the classic symptoms. Those are the classic symptoms. So when you are sitting with your medical professional, these are the questions that they will ask you. if you're experiencing these. Now, these can also be experienced without it necessarily being a case of diabetes. But once again, these are the classic low blood sugar. Now, this does not have to correlate with diabetes. It's feeling weak, feeling dizzy, feeling hungry, trembling, and feeling shaky. If we're not eating appropriately, okay, if we're not eating constructively throughout the day, yes, one can actually experience any symptoms, and it will have nothing to do with diabetes. Okay, once again, feeling these, experiencing these low blood sugar type symptoms does not mean that you are experiencing diabetes. Now, so one of the biggest questions that I hear is, you know, my parents have diabetes. Am I going to get it? You know, is it inherited? And it is information that is passed on generation to generation. Likely to inherit it, it really depends on where in their physical reality, basically how they're taking care of their bodies, okay? And also what we're going to address momentarily is also the emotional aspect as well. So now we know that there has been a there seems to be a checklist of who basically is being affected. Okay, so we were talking earlier about, is it inherited? So is there a family history of diabetes or inherited tendency? They say that it's commonly seen in the African American, we say indigenous Americans, Hispanic, Native American, or Asian American race, being overweight, certain medications, okay, including steroids and blood pressure medications, can basically trigger, okay, this potentially can trigger. We're not saying that it is, but potentially can. Sometimes injury to the pancreas, such as an infection, tumor, surgery, sometimes even an accident to the pancreas. Once again, type 1 is an autoimmune disease. Abnormal blood cholesterol or triglyceride levels. Now, just from this checklist, okay, there are even some other diseases that over time we have also found that tie into the patterns of diabetes as well. One of those happens to be polycystic ovarian syndrome in women, but that will definitely be a topic for a later show. But I just wanted to throw that in there because women sometimes do not make the connection that is with regards to the symptoms. Sometimes having a history of gestational diabetes, okay, pregnancy can make a shift. And once again, this is a checklist. So once again, if you're going into a doctor's office, you know, they look at all of these things here, okay? And the inheritance tends to be at the top of the list. So now we're going to take a look at that now, that the inheritance of diabetes. Yes, genetically, information is always passed on generation to generation. Also, this also referred to the term miasma. And miasma is a Greek term meaning to taint, stain, or pollute. Once again, we can inherit information genetically, and also it's passed on. This is information that's being passed on transgenerationally, meaning that it's not just the physical nature of diabetes. There's also an energetic nature, which is what we call a miasma, okay, a miasma. And miasms are not just physical, it's not just physiological information. It's also, we also carry the thought processes as well. So so we are inheriting both the physiological aspects and also the emotional and the thought patterns as well. And generally, these are not the questions that are asked if we go to see a traditional medical practitioner. But in the holistic realm, once again, before getting into the emotional aspect of diabetes, I also just want to look at what are some of the worst case scenarios that people have been affected by with diabetes as well. So we've seen people experience, if you do have type 2, whereas type 1, you absolutely have to give yourself insulin injections because that is an autoimmune aspect. But type 2, it can lead to that as well. And when someone has with type 2, that when they have arrived at needing insulin injections, we know basically that their beta cells, these pancreatic cells, have really been destroyed, okay, because they're at the point where they just cannot produce the insulin anymore. And again, type 1 is autoimmune. The body is not producing the insulin, okay? And once again, with type 2, you were producing the insulin, got to the point where the cells, the pancreas, and these beta cells are, have been under such severe stress, okay, that they are not producing the insulin. And the person becomes dependent on these insulin injections. So now we are going to take a break with our sponsor. Our sponsor has some information to share with us.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back. Today we are discussing the emotional and physiological aspects of diabetes. So we were just talking about some of the worst case scenarios, and I was explaining once again the difference between type 1. Type 1 is an autoimmune type of diabetes where the individual has to give themselves insulin injections because the pancreas is not producing insulin. And with type 2, which is not an autoimmune, considered autoimmune, we'll say, but the individual can get to the point where they have to end up giving themselves insulin injections. You know, with type 2, basically the initial approach is through just beginning to change your diet, okay? If that doesn't work, then the individual is prescribed medication, and if the medication that's being prescribed is not controlling their blood sugar, then it may get to the point where they actually need these insulin injections. So now also people have end up with ulcers on their feet. Okay. One of my relatives who is no longer here with us had severe ulcers on their feet to the point where they just, okay, and their lifestyle just became so difficult for them because this person, they walked. They love to be out in nature. You know, they just love to be outside. But then to begin to experience these ulcers, they just to retreat and really just wanted to have so little to do with anything, okay? Also, some people have gotten to the point where that's what they call diabetic neuropathy. And it gets to the point where people have actually had their legs and their feet amputated because of this. And there are some people that have gone into a coma, okay? And, you know, so again, if we're not aware of what's happening, we're not in tune with our own bodies, our own chemistry, can be the end result, and ultimately death. But that is not the road that we have to go down. That absolutely is not the road that we have to go down. Now, let's just look at diet for a moment. If we begin to change our diets, does that help in making a difference in how the body will function? Diet under control, okay, definitely will help in the body beginning to heal. it will definitely begin to make a shift. And, you know, I always say that because I've worked with many diabetics throughout the years, many diabetics, and many of them have absolutely come off of their medication as well. Now, once again, shifting your diet, okay, will definitely make a difference. Now, when we hear that word, shifting our diets, you know, the first thing that a lot of clients feel is that they're having to give up something, that they have to let go of something, okay? But there's even deeper information as to why you're eating the things that you're eating anyway, okay? So so how we eat plays a major role in where we are in our consciousness as well, all right? So really, the emotional root why this is unfolding, okay? The emotional root of any dis-ease process is why this is unfolding. So now this is where we are going to begin to discuss the emotional root of diabetes, okay? So once again, information is always passed on generation to generation from the physiological also to the thought processes. So now when we look at, whenever I'm working with clients, I always look at, okay, I always ask, you know, just tell me about your family. Are there any family members who are also experiencing diabetes? And one of the things that I definitely want to look at is where are they in their emotional reality with regards to their relationships, okay? You know, behind, you know, one of the biggest things that takes place with diabetics is they have what? A desire to enjoy sweet things, okay? And also we know that there's an inability, what, to assimilate sugar. But there's this desire to enjoy sweet things, you know, the satisfaction that they get from eating sugar. Well, the truth is, there's never biggest challenges with diabetics is that, you know, there's this desire to have this sugar because it's believed that the sugar is fulfilling something, and it is. It's a temporary fulfillment, but you know what? That desire is never satisfied. That aspect of diabetes, and that's what makes it so challenging. And once again, diabetes have this tendency to once again, just always feel this need for sugar, this desire, when in actuality, what they are looking for is love. Now, the emotional connection to diabetes, what we found is that there's a longing for what might have been, about living in the past. And all diseases, okay, the individual is living in the past, okay, because there's definitely things that are happening at a deeper level. But this longing for what might have been, and also a great need to control, deep sorrow, and no sweetness left. So we were just saying a moment ago, right, that there is a desire to enjoy sweet things. But in actuality, there is no sweetness left. And that sweetness that they're looking for is this unsatisfied desire for love, this unsatisfied desire for love. And along with the inability to accept love. So even when there is love, there's a challenge with being able to accept it. And for those of you that are listening right now, I'm sure that your wheels are spinning right now because this is the hearing it. Well, you know what? Once again, fear is just lack of information. And this is the information that we don't get or receive in the one-dimensional reality of health, okay? Well, now, as you can see, that there are so many other layers that are taking place with regard to these. Now, as it was stated just a few moments ago, longing for what might have been, yes, that living in the past, you know, if I just had the opportunity to experience this in my life, if I just had to experience that in my life, again, it is this unsatisfied desire, this unsatisfied, you know, this lack of fulfillment, this lack of fulfillment. But even when it is to that person, okay, there's a person in their life, they're learning to, they have, let's just say they're in a new relationship, or they're just finding that there's just so many challenges with just being able to accept it. Accept it. So if you happen to see these patterns in a family member, in a friend, in your partner, your husband, or your wife, just understand that there's definitely an emotional root as to what's happening, okay? And if you really begin to pay attention to what that person is expressing, you will find that they are just very much in the past, that there were opportunities that may have been presented to them that they didn't accept, okay? And or also maybe a relationship that never worked out, okay? And not being able to have moved on from that, okay? So basically, your physical body, you know, your body already comes in with a major program. And when we're not aligned with that program and we're not living in the present, the body definitely begins to take what? The hit, okay? And also, you know, disease is really an opportunity to always go within. And to that's where the healing really begins. It's about going within. So now I just want to expand upon some of the other emotions that are tied in with this pancreatic activity or how the pancreas is being affected. Low self-esteem, lies through others, over-concern, hopelessness, lack of control over events, worry and distrust, okay? So if you're really looking at the pattern of your life, just pay attention to what was stated. Low self-esteem, lies through others, over-concern, hopelessness, lack of control over events, worry, and distrust. So if you're hearing this for the first time, just take a look at that. Does that apply to you? Or once again, to your family member, to your spouse, to your sibling? Because having this information can help you, and it can also help them to begin to handle or address things at a deeper level. So I want to go back to the this unsatisfied desire for love, and also the inability to accept love. Okay. Now, that would appear to sound like it's something that is needed from a relationship. Sounds like something that is needed from a relationship. But it really is about what's happening within that person, within themselves. Because we can never get love from someone else within ourselves first. Okay, so a lot of times, we are looking for love outside of ourselves and we're not receiving it, it's because we're really not going within. That love really has to be self-love. We must learn how to love ourselves first. So when we look at the patterns of, you know, eating the sugar, okay, getting like this instant high per se, and what happens? We keep eating the sugar. Why? Because we are not getting any real sense of fulfillment. Again, it's just momentary. So that desire to have these sweet things or this love per se becomes, and in order for that to happen, we must go within. We must always go within, okay? But, again, if we're looking for love in the wrong places, in a muffin, in a cupcake, in cookies, we will never be satisfied because that aspect of ourselves, the personality, We've also heard the word ego. The ego is never satisfied. So we just keep eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And then what happens? The body becomes affected. So we're going to expand upon this even more, but we're going to take a break right now. We're going to spend a moment with our sponsors.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. We are discussing the emotional and physiological evolution of diabetes. So a moment ago, we were just talking about, you know, the ego or the personality never being satisfied, you know, again, and what is this really, what is the real story underneath all of that? And it's this unsatisfied desire for love. Now, the body warns us that those who are without love become sour, or to put it even more bluntly, that those who have no tolerance soon become intolerable themselves. Okay, so when we just look at that from the whole diabetic perspective, you know, basically change over time. Okay, and once again, those without love, without that self-love, for those of you that are experiencing this yourself, or if you've been in relationships as such, you know, just understand. If you see that as what's happening underneath, that helps you to understand yourself even more so, and also what may be happening with your spouse or partner, and then that allows you to have a broader perspective on how we need to approach things. So again, you know, understand that these thought processes that we have, this lack of self-love, or having the low self-esteem, the lies to others, the over-concern, worry, or distrust. These are thought processes that are carried through our neuropeptides, okay, from the brain to the body, and these are stored in the organs and the cell. So now you're beginning to understand that this is not just a physiological-rooted disease. It is very much an emotional-rooted disease first. Okay, so what does one need to do? One needs to begin to change how they think. Okay, how they think. And it was, as we were expressing earlier, that we must go within. We must go within. If we're not going within, then how does the healing really take place? How does the healing take place if we really don't go within? Tishner, over 20 years now, and, you know, one of my biggest desires was to help people. I've always wanted to help people. I've wanted to help animals. I wanted to help people, just this desire to always wanting to assist people. But, you know, even in my own evolution, I went through changes. My body went through physical changes. And as it did, you know, I also began to understand that there were these emotional layers that were really at the root of the changes that were taking place within my body. So once I began to address the emotional root of what is taking place, then the healing began. Then the healing began. So can health issues be transformed? Absolutely. Absolutely they can be transformed. And we should always to address ourselves emotionally. Now, if all you've known is just to begin to change your diet, don't be hard on yourself because that's all that you knew at that time. But this now you have this additional information. This is the information that is truly going to help a person to begin to heal because the body is a self-healing organism. It was always healed to. It was always designed to heal. It was never not designed to heal. But throughout our culture, you know, what we read in magazines, what we see on TV, that we're having with our medical practitioners, it's always the influence is always just to address it through medication. Medication does not heal anything. It never has, and it never will. Its desire is to control numbers. It's to control numbers. Now, I have many throughout the years working through many clients. Whenever we review their blood work, the goal is to be able to educate them, to inform them that if right now your numbers may appear to look normal because it's being controlled through medication. But what happens if you take that medication away? What happens? Your numbers go right back up. So is that person still experiencing diabetes? Absolutely. Absolutely, they're still experiencing diabetes. Once again, the medication is just designed to control. It does not fix. It does not heal. It does not control. And sometimes the confusion is if my blood sugar is being controlled, then I can still eat whatever I want. Definitely a misnomer because the body has not healed. If anything, it's still deteriorating because the numbers may appear to be normal, but what's really happening is just being controlled through that medication. Again, if that medication is taken away, the numbers go right back up. So on some level, with regard to the medication, if we believe that things are fixed, then we're really in a state of denial. Okay, we are definitely in a state of denial. And truthfully, even if there is no medication, ultimately what's happening, we're in a state of denial. Because we have denied ourselves truth of what's really happening. And that is that we have denied ourselves the self-love. To address that, then this also becomes a challenge. Now, in addition to denying ourselves the self-love, one of the other major aspects as to why the body does not heal is because we are working with an imbalanced brain, okay? That is another major part as to why the body is not healing, because we are working with old brain tissue. Excuse me. We're working with old brain tissue. Now, what happens is in order for the body to heal, we really need to have a whole brain. Okay? We need to have a whole brain. So we need to go within, and we need to have a whole brain, okay? So most of us are walking around with just utilizing maybe 5 to 10, maybe 30% of our brain, and we're the only species on the planet that does not utilize their whole brain, okay? When we have a balanced brain, the body knows what to do. The body knows what to do. I'm going to give you a really interesting example, just a simple example. You know, I have a dog, okay, and he picked up a piece of food off the table and he couldn't swallow it. And I was sitting there and I'm just looking at him and these thoughts are running through my mind and I'm saying, oh my goodness, you know, we're going to have to get him to the vet. They're going to have to do surgery because he's going to start to choke and he's not going to be able to, he's going to choke and die. This is what I'm thinking. And then I just stood there and I watched him, and his body started to make these, like his body started to go in a wave, and what happened? His body started to naturally produce this bile, and it just brought everything up in that moment, and he brought up the food, and then he just went on like it was any day. Now, if that was a human being that got this piece of food stuck in their throat, we would have started choking, pounding on our chest, on the back. And next, you know, we're calling 911 for the ambulance to come because what? Because we don't, our bodies basically shut down. It doesn't know what to do. Now, if we had a balanced brain, you know what? Our bodies would do the same thing. Okay, our bodies would do the same thing. So with any disease that we experience, when we have a balanced brain and we go within, the body has the ability to heal anything. any disease process, the body was always designed that way. What we need to be able to do is we need to get a balanced brain, and we are going to expand upon that momentarily. And if this is the first time that you're hearing about definitely in store for a wealth of information, because, yes, you can absolutely have a balanced brain. It is there are techniques out there available to us that will help the body to heal. And we are now going to take a break because our sponsors want to share something with us once again.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Now, our last sponsor just shared about joining the Jewel University to learn what it is to have a disease-free body. And we're going to expand upon that momentarily. But I would like to go to the callers right now to see if any of our callers have any questions for today.
Caller 322, do you have any questions?
I do not have any questions today. Enjoying the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Caller 305, do you have any questions? Caller 305, do you have any questions?
Okay, so, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know what? We will ask again a little bit later if they have any questions. So, so we were just talking about the brain balancing, once getting a balanced brain, how that can aid one in helping their bodies to heal and to live a disease-free life. When you have a balanced brain, what happens is when you begin to balance your brain, you begin to experience neurogenesis, okay? So neuro meaning nerve and genesis meaning new, okay? Your body starts to develop new brain tissue. And when the body begins to balance, I mean, when the body begins to create this new brain tissue, brain becomes what we call balance, that we have what you call the mental potential, okay, and the emotional coefficient. The two hemispheres of our brain, when they become balanced and locked, the body has the absolute ability to heal itself. Okay? Once again, when you're working with new brain tissue, your body can process any level of information, and it can completely communicate with the entire body. When we're working with saturated or old brain tissue, this is what makes it so difficult for the body to heal, okay? And also, once again, now it is we've seen many people throughout the years who have balanced brains where their bodies, once again, the bodies do heal. That's just a natural reality of the human body, and that is what has made it so difficult. It has been working with old brain tissue. Now, when you are working with this holosync brain or this balanced brain, then we get the information, the brain knows how to process it, and the brain knows how to instruct the body on what to do. The brain then knows how to instruct the body on what to do. But once again, if we're just working with this old brain tissue, it makes it very difficult. And not just from a physiological perspective, but even from how we absorb information, how we process information. And, you know, when we have this new brain tissue, it absolutely allows us the ability to be able to process any level of information. You have new brain tissue that definitely changes everything. It changes everything. So once again, we have the when we have this new holistic brain, and we were talking before about going within. When you are working with a holistic brain and you are beginning to go within, your life begins to transform on a multitude of levels. Now, we're talking about diabetes today. That's the main topic. But, you know, diabetes is really a group of symptoms that are taking place due to a brain that is unbalanced, okay, and also being stuck within this emotional body that cannot process information appropriately because we are dealing with an imbalanced brain. So having this imbalanced brain and being stuck in this emotional body that can't process information, what happens? The physical body begins to deteriorate. Now, this information that is passed on generation to generation to generation to generation, another term is called transgenerational information, transgenerational information, if we're working with a balanced brain, okay, and we're going within, we are healing the information from the emotional body, the body will heal, okay? So the pancreas will be able to restore the appropriate cells for the body to be able to, for the body to be able to produce the appropriate amount of insulin, and then the blood sugars are what? They become normal. They become normal. Does that sound very simple? Yes, it is. It does not have to be confusing. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. But when we are unbalanced brain and within ourselves, if we're not going within, then yes, everything seems so confusing. Now, in addition to being able to go within, one of the things that I like to recommend is Learning and Living by Universal Principles. And that will be the show that will be on tomorrow with Dr. Jewel. Okay? And when we can learn and live by these universal principles, you are absolutely going within. You are absolutely going within. And it allows us to begin to hold ourselves accountable. You really are getting like a huge magnification into your life. When we learn about universal principles, you will see why you're making the decisions to eat the way that you're eating, or even this lack of self-love or this undesired, this unsatisfied desire for love, okay? And then having a balanced brain will ultimately aid this body in transforming and healing. So the body's transforming and it's healing, come aligned with these principles. And by becoming aligned with these principles, you absolutely begin to experience the self-love because you are going within and you are no longer living in the past. And as it was stated earlier, that one of the emotional roots of diabetes is longing for what might have been. But if we are balancing our brains and we are becoming aligned with these principles, that no longer exists. That will be your reality. And you're becoming balanced on all levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and ultimately that allows the body to heal. And for those of us that are longing to be in a relationship, we can't seem to meet the right person. Well, if you are now experiencing this balanced brain and you are healing emotionally, and you are becoming one with yourself, one with the source, ultimately, then that is what you will attract into your life. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges with relationships in general, is we are attracting who we are in that moment. You're attracting who you are in that moment. So you get what you get with who you are in that moment. When I share that with a client a while ago, she just thought it was the funniest thing, but I said it's true. What you get what you get with who you are in that moment. But once again, if you're becoming balanced brain, your body's healing, learn how to go within, you're experiencing self-love, well, then you will only begin to attract the mirror reflection of yourself on all levels. So diabetes, really begin to understand what it is at the root. It is the biggest opportunity for anyone to begin to change their lives. And that's really any disease process. It's not just diabetes. That's any disease process. You know, we have to be willing to step into the unknown, experience the known. We have to be willing to step into the unknown to begin to experience the known. And when we begin to experience the known, that is where the healing begins to take place. So now we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about our trip to Alaska, and also a time, an opportunity for healing and expansion. And also, we're going to see if there are any callers that have questions. So we'll be right back as we have a word from our sponsor.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. You know, I absolutely just love talking about how the body can heal and understanding the psycho, the mind, neuro, nervous system, and the immune system, okay, and how all of this now, one thing that I would just absolutely have to share with you today is that the Jewel University, that we are going to Alaska in September. We are going to study underneath the auroras. The name of this trip is Accessing Your Multidimensional Self Under the Auroras. Now, light is healing. Light is information. And, you know, if you're familiar with what an aurora is, it is a mass of light in color, okay, in color. And we are going to be sitting underneath these in Alaska in September. Now, light is also a healing therapy. It's used for so many different things today, especially if you're in the alternative world, you will see it everywhere. Now, light therapy was basically, this is coming from the source, okay? It had to be created from nature, okay? So by being able to sit underneath these auroras, that is going to be like a mega blast of light, which absolutely is going to aid any person to heal on a multitude of levels. Okay. In addition, we will be studying with Dr. Jewel Pookrum and Stephanie South, the Red Queen from the Law of Time, are going to be teaching the students during this workshop how to access their multidimensional selves. So this is really an upgrade. This is an upgrade in your physical reality. This is an upgrade in your cells, in your DNA, and ultimately your life as a whole. The way that people will be going in is not the way that they will be coming out. So this is an opportunity for change. And if you want to know about this, I say it is time to jump on now, okay, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The planet is currently in a 6,000-year pole shift, but during this time in September, we will be at the apex. So this is really an opportunity for anyone that is ready to make change that they join us for this trip, okay? So you can write me at drpierman@juis.education. Again, that is drpierman@juis.education, and we will definitely be more than happy to share this information with you. And you will have the opportunity to sign up if you get in contact with us ASAP, really as soon as possible, because this is definitely getting ready to close out very soon. So I just want to check in with to see if there's a caller, if a caller has a question.
Caller 748, do you have a question?
Hello?
Caller 748, do you have a question?
Is that area code 404?
Yes.
Oh, forgive me. I'm listening, and I'm coming from Atlanta. I'm listening. I'm interested in my trip to Atlanta. I actually saw a documentary about Alaska, and
Okay. Well, you know, you can write me at drpierman@juis.education, and we will get this information to you right away. And that's drpierman@juis.education. That is drpierman@juis.education. So, wow, our show is coming to an end, but I just want to say thank you for being here with us today to learn about the emotional and physiological evolution of diabetes. And we look forward to seeing you here every week to learn about the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. We love, we're sending you love and light, and we're grateful that you are here with us. And once again, write me at drpierman@juis.education. drpierman@juis.education. We love
you.
Thank you. Love and light
to
all of you. Have a great night.
Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pierman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.